reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, happy Monday, everybody. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, first day of spring. And welcome to this Monday edition. Myself, Charlie Grimes, of course, John Cannata joining us, Denver IT as well. How are you, John? First day of spring.
I'm good, John. How are you?
Doesn't look like it, but...
No, it doesn't.
But it is. Yeah. You know, hey, looks can be deceiving. You know, mm-hmm. What can I say? All right, really quick, possible question from Friday. The jazz singer was based upon Samson. Raphaelson's 1921 short story named the story. It was the Day of Atonement, which even Charlie didn't guess on Friday. Today's impossible question: what is generally remembered as the organization's anniversary in Wisconsin on March 20th, 1854? What is generally remembered as this organization's anniversary in Wisconsin on March 20th, 1854? That is the question of the day today. Any idea, Charlie? He says no. Okay. I'm surprised Charlie didn't get this one, actually. What's that? Obscure. Well, maybe not so much. I'll tell you at the break. Anyways, answer on the RushToReason.com website. Anyways, John, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Any idea whose anniversary it is today?
No idea.
I would not have guessed this, even though I should know this one. I would not have guessed this one. So this one, we all, just a hint, we should all know what this day actually is. And no, it's not just the first day of spring. Anyways, so how's your world, I should say, John? How's life treating you?
Life's treating me pretty well. Hackers are treating me pretty well.
Okay. I just noticed something before coming on air today as well, which I thought, well, this fits right into what we're going to talk about today in a lot of ways. Google urges Android phone users to switch off Wi-Fi calling. Google found multiple security flaws in Samsung Galaxy and other smartphones that could allow hackers access into the devices. Speaking of hackers,
I haven't read that one yet, but
so there you go.
I will look into that.
And this, you know, that dovetails into what you and I talk about a lot when it comes to the business security end of things, because it's not just the computer device or the network itself that folks are using. It's the other things that they have in their world as well, i.e. these little handheld mm-hmm. computers we drag around everywhere that are attached to our sides,
right,
called cell phones, which are really not cell phones anymore. In fact, that's probably the least amount of use they get when it comes to the phone, you know, talking on the phone end of things. And not all, but for a lot of people, the phone part is probably the least amount that's used.
I would agree with you on that.
Myself included, by the way. Mm-hmm. Don't talk on the phone near as much as we used to, because there's so many other forms of communication now. You just don't have to.
Texting, email, you can do all of that. And, of course, all the social media is available on your phone.
And in some cases, this is a little bit, maybe not necessarily in John's wheelhouse, but, John, you can speak to this as well. There are times where I will even encourage a client of mine, a business client that I coach, that in certain situations, depending upon what it is you're actually talking about, to do it via email versus the phone call, because now you have a record of everything that's transpired with that particular problem, transaction, whatever it happens to be. There's a paper trail,
right,
is my point, where unless you're recording a phone call, which in some states is allowed, some it's not, depends on where you are. Colorado, yes, one side can just record the phone call, but you know that doesn't always happen, and that's not always easy to do. Email, there's always an exchange of what's going on in a paper trail.
I agree with you on that. And a lot of things, we do prefer to contact people with email or any other means. Texting was probably a little safer
Okay.
than email. Emails tend to get
hijacked. And why is
that? Well, emails tend to get hijacked.
Okay.
People get into your account if you didn't have two-factor authentication set up, for instance. Or sometimes even if you did, they can guess your password, get into that, and read all your emails. So that's a dangerous thing. It's a little harder for them to do that with text messaging.
Okay. Okay. Good point. Yeah. And a lot of stuff is done via text. The hard thing for me personally at times on texting is it gets so... And I know there's programs that assist with this, but it gets so strung out, and sometimes it can get so convoluted where emails, for me, they've got, you know, nice little folders and things you can put things in and keep things a little more organized. And for me, that makes that a little bit easier versus
I'm the same way.
Text messaging.
I'm the same way. Text messaging is good for a short conversation,
correct,
one or two lines back and forth. If it's going to get more than two or three lines, give the person a call.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the email side of the fence, this is what you do on the business, you know, in the business world, is because some things, let's face it, you're to your point a moment ago, you're not going to text out three or four different paragraphs and instructions and different things and so on. That stuff's going to get emailed back and forth in a lot of cases. That's an area, though, where you help businesses stay secure in that, right?
I do. I do help them stay secure with their emails. A lot of different ways we can do that. I'm not going to go into every one of them right now, but let's just say that email is not known for being secure natively, but there are things you can do to make it more secure.
And the reason why you say that, to my knowledge, is those are also more interceptable at times, even going in and out of a network, even to the outside world through ISPs and so on, where text messaging is much more and not always, depends on your platform, but typically it's more encrypted and harder to decipher, right?
That is true, because the text messages are going through the cellular carriers or the mobile carriers through their network rather than through a public internet service. Emails, think about it. Email was invented, what, 50 years ago?
It's
something like that, as long as the internet's been around,
right,
or ARPANET, as it was called back then.
Right.
So it was never designed to be a secure protocol. We've built security on top of it over the years, and now we have more security you can add to it, but pretty much it's an add-on to it.
Okay.
And to your point, if you're on an unsecured network, depending on how your email is set up, it's probably encrypted, possibly, depending on the type of provider you have and how you've set it up. So it might be encrypted, it might not. And again, it's not a very secure protocol. And what most people are experiencing is somebody... like I said, gets your password, guesses your password or whatever, and gets into your email, and then they start reading all of your emails that you've been sending and receiving, getting client information, getting customer information, vendor information, anything that they can. And then they can spoof an email to somebody.
Then they can make it look like they're you as well, right, on top of that?
They could. Once they're in your email, they can send email as if they are you.
Right.
And
gather
whatever
they want to. Right.
Right. Right. I have even seen emails that were spoofed that had the hacker's email, the hacker's phone number in the signature block of the email, so that in case the person decided this doesn't look right, let me call them.
Wow.
They would be calling the hacker.
Wow.
And the hacker could say something like, oh, yeah, I work for so-and-so, and that's a valid email you got. Yeah. It's not.
No.
So.
Okay. So question on that end of things, because I also know that I know enough about how even some of the ISPs work, whether it's GoDaddy or whoever. A lot of folks will say, okay, you know, I've got a little small business. I may or may not have any employees right now, but I'll go ahead and get things set up. I'll do the GoDaddy route, even get a website set up. I'll even buy their different email package where maybe I get 5, 8, 10 different email boxes, and they sort of get started that way. Then the business starts to grow a little bit, and pretty soon what went from 0 employees, maybe they've got 5, 6, 7 employees now. But one thing that maybe never changed, John, was the fact that they're still using email in that initial manner where they wanted the end domain. So, you know, john@whatever.com. They wanted it to look professional and so on. They didn't want to use just a regular Gmail account, which, by the way, don't blame them. I think it looks more professional when you're using your own .com's definitely email address. But depending upon how all that was done on the front side, here's where I'm going with this. Depending upon how you set all of that up and what you did cost-wise, you may or may not be that secure, to your point, on that email end of things, depending upon how you set that up initially. But yet you may now have 10 employees with 10 different email boxes, and maybe you just kept adding them and you liked the price you got on the front side. How secure are you really at this point?
Okay, yeah, there are a lot of discount ISP web providers and email providers And if you're getting the default package, you know, POP or IMAP, I don't know if you know those terms.
Oh, yes.
But if you're getting the cheaper packages, usually $5 a month, you can have 50 users or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds attractive for a startup business.
Mm-hmm. And it is, by the way.
It is.
Just when you're starting out, you're trying to save as much money as you can. I get that.
Right. And you can bolt on some security to that sometimes. It depends on the provider.
Okay.
But at some point, you're probably going to want to migrate to something better, like an Office 365 package or even a Google Suite or one of the business email packages. And you can get those usually through the same provider that's selling you the cheap email.
Correct.
But they offer a lot more services as far as security.
You have to go dig that out and look for it and realize you're going to spend a little more money to make that happen.
Right. And if you have to migrate your email over, that's a big job. Sometimes it can be a big job, depending on how much email you've accumulated over the years.
Okay.
And how many people.
So I assume when you first sit down with a business client and you're in there, you're doing an evaluation, they've called you on the phone, those are some of the things that you're kind of going through your checklist of to see how things are set up. Am I right in thinking that way?
Those are some of the things we'll discuss, exactly.
Okay, because those are where some of the holes could be generated from initially.
They are.
Actually, not even holes, but it's almost like a leak in the dam, if you would. Right?
Yes, it is. And that is one of the areas that we will cover.
Okay.
In a conversation.
All right. All right. Again, folks, John's with us. He'll stay another segment, as I assume you will. You typically will stay a couple segments.
Absolutely.
And if you're a business customer out there, even just somebody that's got a question when it comes to some of these things and you've got something you'd like us to answer while John's here live, please ask me now, 303-477-5600. You can text a question in as well, 307-200-8222. Up next, though, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith. And don't forget, Al's got his own program from 2 to 2:30 every Wednesday. But if you've got a financial question, please give him a call today and ask Al exactly how he would handle things in your world. And again, he'll give you an analysis much like John does when it comes to your financial end of things and determining what you need to do next. 303-744-1128.
Don't procrastinate. After 20 years with Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith understands that one of the main keys to a successful plan is optimizing it with a professional in a timely manner. When you procrastinate reviewing your financials for retirement, you're accepting preventable potential losses. Careful planning with a professional helps you capitalize on opportunities that exist organically in your life now. Al can make a calculated projection of your finances based on your unique situation to position your money for the retirement you want. In his 30 years of experience as a financial advisor, Al has counseled hundreds of people who've gone through the same transition that you are. Don't wait to optimize your retirement plan. Get a fresh look with Al Smith now at 303-744-1128, 303-744-1128. Or visit klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered advisor.
Roof Savers of Colorado, anything you need roof-wise, and as we've got weather even coming in midweek this week, how much, who knows. Give Dave a call, find out exactly what he can do for you. Again, he can do full replacement or any repairs as needed, 303-710-6916.
You need a roof that is going to keep you and yours protected from the Colorado elements this winter. But having a reliable, functioning roof doesn't mean you should have to compromise your bank account. Here at Roof Savers Colorado, we try to save every client from the expense of a costly replacement with a rejuvenation treatment. This 100% plant-based product gives you new roof performance without new roof costs. But sometimes a replacement is absolutely necessary. With over 20-plus years of roofing experience, we believe in helping you determine the right solution for your family. For any roofs that do not qualify for the treatment, we work with your insurance so you can get the replacement you need. Contact Dave Hart, owner of Roof Savers Colorado, today, and he will inspect your roof to see if it qualifies for the treatment. Call 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916. Or go to roofsaversco.com today to ensure your family is protected.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Cannata, Denver IT. And I should have mentioned earlier, and I apologize, if you guys need to get a hold of John directly, you can do that. And his number, real easy, 720 593 6688. If you're driving and you can't write that down, fully understand that. Just go right to the website, either my website, rushtoreason.com, or klzradio.com. He's listed either place. You can get to him that way as well. John, last time you were on, we talked also about how you do something a little bit more unique with your business clients, whereby you've got a way to where you literally take the users, whether it be, you know, 10 or 50, and you're isolating those users inside of that business. Now, we could say inside the network, but essentially inside the business, because they could be in the business itself. They could be out of the network. They could be out on, you know, their wide area network, the WAN. They could be different places working, but you're isolating them so that if something, the way I understand it, if something happens to them specifically, they get hacked, it's not affecting the rest of the network and the rest of the people that are, you know, that are using the network and the other things, services and so on that you may have on your network. It's really protecting that business and its entire network by isolating those users, right?
That's correct. And it's most beneficial for remote users, people who are working remotely, whether they work from home, or they're salespeople on the road working from hotels, airplanes.
I was just going to say, in a lot of cases, even businesses where you may be doing some, you know, you may be there, your job is on site, you're there on a daily basis. But let's face it, John, anymore, very, very, very few people don't have homework. Mm-hmm. In other words, right. Very, very seldom does somebody not have, you know, some other device, laptop, whatever. They're dragging that home. They're doing some different things here and there. It's just the way of the world today. Typically, they're doing other things outside of the office, which means some of those people, or a majority of them, are tapping back in to the office network from another location, home, airport, wherever it happens to be.
Right. And a funny thing is, a lot of times I'll ask a business owner, do you have any remote workers, anybody that works from outside the office? And sometimes they'll say no. And if I probe a little more, they'll say, well, of course, I work from home. Okay.
Yeah. So, and usually with that owner, if it's any type of small business that I've ever been affiliated with, it's not only the owner, it's typically owner and or wife or bookkeeper or salesperson, or before you know it, there's three or four people out of a 10 or 15, you know, member organization where there's more working that way than they think. The problem is they're thinking, oh, I don't have remote workers.
Right.
Well, no, but you do in a way.
Right, and the business owner is always working from home.
Correct.
Or from wherever.
Correct.
And there's also temps, and there's seasonal workers sometimes, and people don't think
and
about
again,
that.
And again, the accounting end of things is typically, you know, somebody that's doing that as well.
Especially in accounting, there's a lot of seasonal workers during tax time, and many of them work from home.
Correct.
Or from somewhere
some remote
else,
location. Correct. So it may not be that you're technically classifying them as a quote-unquote remote worker, but most of us have them.
Exactly. And it's when people are remote that they are most susceptible.
Because and why is that?
Ever since COVID, actually, and businesses were shutting down and sending everybody to work from home, hackers realized that they're a much better target than the businesses.
Okay.
Because businesses are generally protected better.
Okay.
Whereas people go home, and especially if they're working from their home computers. But either way, if they're working on a home network that isn't secured, they're a lot easier to get into. And so hackers have doubled, actually, their efforts on home networks because they know that they're much easier to get into. And once they're in there, they can hop into the office network or at least see which websites people are going to or, you know, what kind of business apps they're running online.
Okay.
And they can get into it that way. And so back to your original point, what we can do is we can isolate people to their own network so that it essentially makes their computer look like it's off the network or it's on its own private network. So whether or not you're connecting into an office network or an office LAN or server, most people aren't these days, still we can provide an isolated channel if you want to think of it that way. So it's your own private connection to the internet and to wherever your destination is. And so that if somebody else was on, even in an airplane or wherever, your computer looks like it's off the network. It doesn't look like it's even there. So that the hacker wouldn't even know how to get into you if they knew that you were there.
Which, if I'm thinking correctly, a hacker is casting a large net, trying to figure out on the net who they can actually catch and reel in. Again, this is much like, that's why they call it phishing. That's why some of those techniques even are what we call some of the emails and so on is called phishing, because literally that's what they're doing. And I'm assuming, and asking you, you know, for verification, but I'm assuming that they catch this one fish, if we would. They look at it and say, oh, well, you know, there's don't really see much going on. There's one individual. Don't see much tentacles going out to where I can go reach other things. It's just this one particular user. And from looking at that one user, it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of value for us as a hacking group or me as a hacker in that particular area. And again, much like anything else, they've got a cost-benefit analysis. They're looking at that saying, wait a minute, we're not going to get a whole lot out of this. I'm moving on. Am I thinking correctly?
You're thinking absolutely perfectly. They'll get into a home network, they'll see kids playing games, they'll see people on Facebook, they'll see whatever else, and then they'll look at your work computer, but they won't be able to see it because we've blocked it in such a way that they don't even know that it's there. Whereas if you didn't have this, they could see your work computer.
And now the tentacles, they can see, okay, wait a minute, right. Hey, guess what? I've got an open door here. There's several different places. In fact, if you're, just as a side note, if your person that is working for you may also be sort of a freelancer. Maybe they do work for two or three other people as well. This particular one user might have tentacles going out to two or three different companies. Voila, we've got a big fish now.
That's true. There are a lot of contract workers that work for multiple companies. In fact, we work with several of them. And so not only do they get into one business, they can get into two or three. So if you're a business owner and you're contracting somebody, that's something you may want to check
really
on,
look at.
They might even be connecting to unsecured networks at those other locations as well.
Okay, and that's the sort of evaluation work that you guys come in. You have a checklist. You're asking these questions, and away you go.
We do. We have a very long checklist, actually, and we'll go through a bunch of questions and find out how you work, understand how everybody is connecting, how everybody is connected, and what types of software and systems and cloud services and
phones and the whole nine yards, right?
Everything like that. Yes, also phones and even your paper files. We look through things like that. We don't look at your paper files,
no,
but we look at
how
your
is that
file
handled
cabinets.
And so on.
Are they
right?
Locked? Is your doors locked? Could anybody
you're looking
get
at the whole
here?
Aspect of things, not just what
we
they're
are,
doing on a machine, right?
Exactly. And
okay.
It's a security assessment that we do, not necessarily an IT security or IT cybersecurity. It's security in
general. Yeah, where are your key files stored? Are they easily accessible by other people in the organization? Are they locked up to where only certain people have access? Are they stored on-site, off-site? On and on we go, right?
All of that. And are the doors unlocked? Could a person get in? Maybe a cleaning person comes in at night and plugs a device into your network. Could you do that? Could they do that? Those are the types of things we look for.
Okay. So again, folks, this is all that John does. Again, it's not just as simple as making sure that you're safe when you're using the internet and your own network and so on. It goes far beyond that. And what are you doing security-wise to make sure that you as a business are secure? I say it all the time, and I mean this sincerely, because I've seen these stories. I've been literally only a step or two away from some of these individuals that we talk about here, to where when something happens and you get hacked or you get broken into, let's say it that way, because I think that's really a hacker is breaking in and stealing things is what they're doing. Stealing things, locking things down, so many different things they can do. But bottom line, you're, John, just trying to keep the thieves away. Let's put it that way, on all fronts.
That's what we're doing. And so we've got three different layers of that, actually. There's three things we do: protect, detect, and respond. So protection, of course, is what everybody knows. You put up the walls, you put up everything to prevent people from getting in.
Lock your doors and so on.
But they're going to get in anyway. And that's why you have cameras in your home or in your office to detect if somebody's in there.
Right.
We have measures we could put in place to detect if somebody is in your computer doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And then detecting isn't enough. You also need to respond to that. So we've got a service where we can be monitoring that and respond, so that if somebody is in there doing something, we can actually take measures almost immediately to sometimes block them from what they're doing.
So again, folks, John Cannata, Denver IT Security, anything you need along these lines. And we come back, I'll put a little teaser out. We come back next month with John. He's going to offer a free analysis to one lucky business. We'll talk more about that as we get closer and how we're going to do that. John and I need to talk a little bit on how that's going to work. But John's interested in not only helping just one of you, but all of you that are out there. And I say this all the time, all of you that have businesses, and most of you have, you know, a lot of you listening are inside of organizations where you've got 5 to 50 different users. You need to make sure that you're dialed in on all fronts, because at the end of the day, you may think you've got insurance for this, but even if you do, I've said it all the time. I say it all the time. Even an accident, John, a car accident, where you're like, well, I'm insured. Well, do you realize the amount of time and effort and energy and the amount of just dollars, you know, the soft costs of that, even if you're insured, what that still costs you at the end of the day? Just an auto accident. Think of a security attack of what you're talking about and what that costs at the end of the day.
Right. And insurance is just outsourcing your risk. That's all you're doing. You can outsource your risk with insurance, but you can't outsource your liability.
There you go.
And that's the big thing.
There you go.
Once your reputation is shot and you're...
There's no way to get that back.
There's
very, very hard.
Very little.
All right. John Cannata, 720-593-6688. Again, if you're driving and or you're, you know, your business owner, you're listening to this, or even somebody that's key in the business and you want to know more about this, go to the websites, klzradio.com. You can also go to my website, rushtoreason.com. Find all of John's info there. Call him, and he'll walk through this with you on a ongoing basis. So, John, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you,
John. First day of spring. Thanks for joining us. All right, folks, Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. Keep this number handy as well. You can find it on the websites also, but write it down, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
You think it's just a little bit of hair clogging your drain, but when you clean it out yourself, that doesn't solve the issue. Whether you're facing slow drainage, a complete clog, or trouble with backflow, Hi-Fi Plumbing will do a full inspection of the problem and help you understand how you can be proactive in the future. Anytime your plumbing won't drain, it could be hair, but it could also be tree roots, cracked pipes, or a buildup of quote-unquote flushable products. Whatever the case may be, when you aren't sure what is causing the clog, you need to call a professional. Call the plumbers that educate you at Hi-Fi Plumbing so you can prevent the same problem from happening again. For a limited time only, KLZ listeners get $200 off a tanked water heater or $500 off a tankless water heater provided by Hi-Fi Plumbing. Call now at 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. That's 877-934-4445. Hi-Fi Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. He is also there to help you down the road save time, save money, save energy, and leave your loved ones in a great place if something happens to you or when something happens to you. 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey would never write a will for a compromised person because he has an obligation to protect his clients. Depending on the emergency, Michael's ethical responsibility as a counselor at law may prevent him from creating a last-minute estate plan, because you can't always make rational decisions under pressure, or even have the ability to make decisions at the end. Plan ahead. Give yourself the time to clearly and calmly establish your final wishes. Call KLZ's Mobile Estate Planner now, before the situation becomes problematic. 720-730-7274. 720-730-7274.
All right, up next, it's CHESS. And don't forget, folks, they come alongside homeschool families. That's CHESS stands for Colorado Heritage Education School System. And again, they will come alongside homeschool families and help with whatever it is, material or their brick-and-mortar school as well. Find them at coloradoheritage.org.
Give your kids the education and experience that honors God and that is good for your children. Colorado Heritage Education School System, or CHESS, comes alongside homeschooling families, helping them to provide a Christian conservative educational experience. They are an independent school as well as a brick-and-mortar school. CHESS offers a variety of extracurriculars in the arts, with choirs for ages K through 12, ensembles, drama classes, and art classes. They offer fun activities like a drama dinner theater and high school hangouts for the students, so there are plenty of opportunities. Open your eyes to the woke agenda being pushed in public schools and even private schools. Take back control of your child's education with CHESS. This is the right education for you and your family. You can homeschool, and with CHESS, you can pick your child's personalized Christian education. With over 40 classes to choose from, Chess has been helping Colorado families homeschool for over 30 years, and they can help you too. Go to coloradoheritage.org to schedule a meeting with the principal today. That's coloradoheritage.org.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, and speaking of Chess, we've got a special guest joining us here in just a moment. We're going to talk about fighting wokeness in public schools. Ian Pryor should be joining us here in a moment. Charlie's getting him rounded up as we speak. And again, John Cannata, Denver IT, thank you so much, John, for coming in. I do appreciate it very much. And all of our great partners we have here at Rush to Reason, you can always find them. If you ever hear somebody where you're like, hey, I need to know who that was and how to get a hold of them, you can always find them by going to rushtoreason.com. All of our partners here are listed there specifically. Now, you can also go to klzradio.com and find them listed there. But our rushtoreason.com, where you go to actually listen to our podcasts and all the different things we have going on as a program, you can find all of our sponsors and partners listed there as well. And very easy. Producer Ann does a great job of getting them all listed in their websites, their links, their phone numbers, all of that is listed as well. So that makes it really easy. So again, if there's ever something that you hear when it comes to one of our partners, just go to our website. You can find them there. And I appreciate each and every one of them. You hear me talk about them a lot. We interview them on a weekly basis, and we do that so you get to know them better and then have an idea of what they can do for you on a specific basis. I'll talk a little more today when I get time about Donald Trump, and he is supposed to be arrested tomorrow on Tuesday. We'll find out more as we kind of go through today. But that's the word on the street. In fact, he's even, I think, announced that himself. Again, as I get time throughout the day today, we'll talk more about that. But that's where we're at with that. And no Ian, Charlie, at this point. Okay, so we've got a message into Ian. If we get him on, great. Ian Pryor, he is author of Parents of the World United, How to Save Our Schools from the Left's Radical Agenda. If we do not get him, I will rebook him because I want to make sure that we get a chance to talk to Ian. And I know that he was available today, but we'll do our best to get him. If he does not get us called back, then I will book him for another day because he's somebody that I really wanted to chat with. So given that, I've got a couple of minutes here to talk about Trump and being arrested tomorrow. And for those of you that maybe don't know how all that's working, that it has to do with the Stormy Daniels situation, where even she admitted that nothing had really happened between the two of them, but there was a payoff. I can't get into all the details because I don't know them as to why there was a payoff, but there was a payoff. It was done through his attorney at the time, and I believe Trump expensed that out, as probably most people would. That's essentially what he's being called on the carpet over, is they're claiming that he did that fraudulently. Technically, in all states, that's a misdemeanor charge. They are moving that to a felony charge. The state of New York is. And again, would they be doing this with anyone else? No. Bottom line, the answer is no. They would not be doing this with anyone else. Why are they doing it with Trump? You guys already know the answer to that. The hate, the disdain, the wanting to, you know, drive him to brink, if you would, is what they're doing. I don't really understand why they're doing it, because I don't think it really helps their cause when it's all said and done. If anything, I think it makes it worse for them. Does nothing but helps Trump out. This, again, is a 7-year-old case. Seven. This didn't happen yesterday. Didn't happen 7 days ago. This is a 7-year-old case. So again, as you guys, you know, you'll learn more about that tomorrow, I'm sure, as well. Ian joining us now. Ian, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Ian. I appreciate it. Announced you a moment ago, How to Save Our Schools from the Left's Radical Agenda. The Parents Were, or Parents of the World Unite. You're on a mission, by the way, which we are here as well. Talk about the book for a moment, though, and again, what folks can do to fight this.
Yeah, absolutely. Parents of the World Unite. It comes out tomorrow. I encourage everyone to get a copy, and maybe buy a copy for your most woke acquaintance and send it to them for April Fool's Day. But, you know, it really chronicles what happened out here in Loudoun County in 2021 and in 2022, and how parents were able to unite behind a common mission of exposing the Loudoun County Public School Administration and School Board. you know, and each chapter is a strategic rule, and it looks at what we did through that strategic lens. So it really is applicable as parents push back against, you know, the woke bureaucracies in their counties and their districts, because this, quite frankly, is an infection that's spread certainly beyond just the East Coast and is everywhere in this country and in every school district.
All right. Now, it says, get ready to laugh that this is not some boring education book. How can you add humor into something that really, in a lot of ways, is just frightening in and of itself?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things you learn about sort of these woke ideologues is that they are very humorless individuals, and
okay,
they take themselves so seriously. It's really like a religion. And, you know, there's the tendency to get very angry and to push
yes.
back, whether
yes.
it's at school board meetings, whether it's on social media, whether it's at a TV appearance. But I found that, you know, the best way to really frustrate them and really to win hearts and minds of people is to show everybody how ridiculous they are.
Okay, makes sense. I get it.
Our moniker for them out here is Chardonnay Antifa, and that's something that we've been using for the past 2 years. And, you know, it just drives them crazy. They, because that's who they are, right? They're a handful of people that are really
yes.
the loudest, but they've developed an ability to influence public policy. And so when you go to school board meetings, you're seeing that these people are the ones that are influencing the elected officials,
true.
The elected leadership. And, you know, if we just go out there and we just yell and scream and call everybody names, that's really not going to get it done. But what you need to do is you need to humiliate these people for the things that they're doing and turn them into the laughingstock that they really are, because there's nothing more powerful, I think, than embarrassing them for, you know, just their behavior and how detrimental it is to not just our country, but our kids.
Well, and let's admit it, and I say this all the time, and I'm in full agreement with you here. It is their goal, their vision, if you would, you know, their mantra, to take that responsibility of raising and teaching kids out of the parents and back into the school system, or, if you would, the state. And it's that goal of theirs to make that happen. Unless we push back, that's what they're going to do. They're doing it in some places right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And out here in Virginia, I mean, we had a special grand jury investigation, which proceeded on facts largely that we had uncovered throughout 2021. And, you know, lo and behold, the superintendent got indicted. The school spokesperson, you know, this is somebody who's supposed to communicate the truth to the parents. He got indicted for perjury, for lying to a special grand jury.
Hmm.
And so, I think what I try and show in Parents of the World Unite is just every parent can be an investigator. Every parent can be somebody that spreads the word on radio or television. Every parent can be someone that develops sources inside those buildings, whether it's teachers or disgruntled administrators, that will feed information.
Mm-hmm.
And once that information starts to, you know, see the light of day, then you can take action on it. And, you know, one of the things we did, we had a six-month drive to gather petitions for the removal of six school board members. Now, one of them actually resigned after we were successful in court, but what that did was it galvanized people.
Mm-hmm.
We got over 25,000 signatures, and it really had an impact going into the election in November of 2021 that resulted in Glenn Youngkin, Winston Sears, and Jason Biarez winning what many thought was an unwinnable race.
Mm-hmm. One thing, too, that, you know, advice from you that I would like to hear, and I see this for myself. So I watch, you know, as you know, doing what I do here, sitting in this chair, I watch all sorts of different things that either I find or things that get sent to me on a routine basis. And I watch a lot of the folks that go to board meetings that are recorded, and some, you know, handle themselves extremely well, Ian. They're very calm, maybe isn't the right word, but they're very direct. They're concise. They know exactly what they want to say. They get it out in a very, you know, what I would call professional manner. There's others where I can't fault them because they're angry, they're mad, they're loud, they're boisterous. And again, I'm not faulting those individuals, but correct me if I'm wrong here. It seems to me like the ones that are concise, that know what they want to say, they get it out, it's professional, it's sane, they come across in a lot better manner for the general public, or probably even those that are sitting in the room, than those that are just, you know, pounding the pulpit, if you would, day in and day out. And again, I understand those folks' frustration, the ones that are pounding the pulpit, but isn't it much better to be calm, cool, and collected when you're at those meetings?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. In one of the chapters, one of the rules is, you know, turn your fight into the must-see TV. And certainly whenever I went to a school board meeting, you know, I always tried to wear a jacket and a button-down shirt.
Okay.
You know, I want to look the part, right?
Correct.
So that, you know, when people are watching these things, they're seeing someone.
Great point.
This is somebody I work with, right? You know, it's not like I just showed up from the gym and lecturing them. And, you know, look, I understand that people are busy, but you always want to look in a way that wins the hearts and the minds of the people that you are trying to convince. And that's that middle folk that, you know, really aren't paying that much attention to what's going on. They may just get a snippet of the fight when they're watching the nightly news, or they mm-hmm. see a picture in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
good
not
point.
Tuned in every day. But if they see you going in there in a respectful manner and really, you know, bringing points, facts, data, and law behind you,
right,
you're going to start to win over a lot of converts. And, you know, that's exactly what we were able to do.
And again, I'm not police, anybody listening, and you as well, Ian, don't think this is a comparison of the people speaking at a school board meeting versus a convict, but it's the same reason why those that are on trial, the defense attorney will put that murderer, I mean, we may very well know they're a murderer, but they'll put them in a two-piece suit at least, you know, jacket, tie, and so on, rather than the orange jumpsuit for the very reason you just said.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And I mean, appearance, planning, strategy, all of those things, having an end goal in mind, and that's, you know, I think the overarching theme of Parents of the World Unite is that we had an end goal in mind. Ultimately, there are byproducts of that end goal that we didn't anticipate. You know, we were focused on going out there, getting all these signatures, raising awareness. That the byproduct, which we didn't expect, was that we would have a massive shift in political leadership in Virginia, which certainly a welcome development, and that's certainly borne fruit here in Virginia, as you know, we're able to stop the bleeding. But I think it's very important to always think, you know, think two steps ahead, think three steps ahead of the opposition. Because I think you'll find that this local level, especially in school boards, these are entry level positions, especially for those on the left. And they're not thinking strategically, and neither are their allies on the outside that are, you know, screaming on Facebook, calling everybody a racist and transphobe or whatever insult they throw. They're never thinking about what happens next after the other side reacts. They don't think two, three, four steps down the line. And so it's important for parents, as they go out there and as they try and do this, you know, this movement, that they're thinking strategically. What is the end goal? Mm-hmm. Is it a lawsuit? Is it filing something with your local prosecutor? Is it simply to expose it and maybe get some legislation passed? There needs to be an end goal. You start with that end goal, and then you work your way backwards.
And I think the other thing, too, is we all know there's strength in numbers. If you cannot be that lone ranger at a board meeting, but you're one of, you know, 10, 15, 20 or more parents that actually show up in attendance, and the same message continues to resonate over and over and over again, much in the same way you just mentioned a moment ago. So it's not everybody showing up and I like what you said a minute ago, Ian. Again, nothing against people that are busy and so on, and at least having them in attendance is better than nothing. But having the right appearance and saying the right things and staying on point and making sure that you're doing the things necessary to get that point across so that we can make change, there's strength in numbers, and the more we do that, the better off we are, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's also something to be said when knowing to attack and knowing when to hold back and counterattack.
Great point. Great point.
And, you know, a lot of people just go and it'll be a specific issue that they want to hit. And they feel that they need to go and speak on something every time. You don't necessarily need to do that. Sometimes you need to let the issue come to you.
Mm.
The other side will overreach. And again, that's something I point out in Parents of the World Unite, is that in Loudoun County, the left was constantly overreaching, whether they were putting a teacher on suspension for speaking at a school board meeting on a matter of public concern, or whether they were ignoring the governor's policy on making masks optional for children. You could always count on them to do the dumbest possible things. And then when they did, then you seize on it, just to show how unwilling they are to be accountable and transparent to their constituency.
So in other words, we need to be a lot more professional and strategic in the way that we either attack and or respond to the things that have been sent our way. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Can't say it any better than that.
Okay. I enjoy it. I'm glad you've joined us. I enjoy it very much. Each time we talk, it's a joy. And book comes out tomorrow. How do they get it, Ian?
They can go to centerstreet.com. It's available at all retailers, Amazon, Books A Million, Target, Barnes & Noble. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Okay. You guys all know where my fight is at on this. I'm going to do anything I possibly can to get the word out. Ian, I appreciate you joining us, and we've got to make change. Otherwise, we're going to lose the republic.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ian. Appreciate it very much. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air coming up next. And, hey, this is going to be an odd week. Warm, cold, warm, cold, 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 all the way through next weekend with moisture. Make sure that you're up to speed when it comes to your furnace and your HVAC. 720-526-0231. That's Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
You hire Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, and you don't want to go anywhere else. Absolute caters to your needs throughout the process, beginning with scheduling that is easy for you. Once you find a date with their scheduling team, they follow up multiple times in different ways to ensure you don't forget and that it still works for you. Keeping the process simple and convenient is important to everyone at Absolute. You will receive a text message before they arrive with a photo of your tech, a bio of who they are, and an ETA. Once they arrive, they quickly put on protective covers over their feet and follow you directly to where they'll be working. When finished, you get a full report with pictures and zero pressure next steps. Providing a level of simplicity for your convenience is crucial to them. Get service that will leave you feeling happy that you did business at Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. For simple scheduling, call 720-526-0231 or visit klzradio.com/absolute today.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, K&R Home Transitions, and we've got two realtors for the price of one. Just give Catherine and Robin a call today, 720-437-8210.
You're nervous about selling your home because you don't know what you're up against. Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions get you up to speed on your competition. As your realtors, they'll drive you around the neighborhood so you can fully understand the competing properties in your area. K&R also actively monitor your competition using the NMLS. And they can even give you daily updates on any changes. Sometimes you'll even tour listings that are similar to yours, so you can see the differences in how updated the home is, the size of the yard, the floor plan, and other perks that may give you the upper hand for your listing. Get to feeling confident about selling your home with Kat and Robin. They know how to take the emotions out of stressful situations. Get two experts for the price of one and take advantage of your free consultation with K&R Home Transitions now at 720-437-8210. That's 720-437-8210. Or fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/home. K&R Home Transitions, powered by Worth Clark Realty.
I was reading some things today for Fix It Radio on Saturday about things to do and not do when it comes to the remodel design of different things in your home. Premier Home Remodels can do all of that, and they know what those trends are and what you should avoid, by the way. 720-619-8773.
The remodeling industry doesn't have the greatest reputation, with half-completed jobs and contractors gouging you for more of your money. Premier Home Remodels wants to flip that concept on its head by going above and beyond to meet your remodeling needs. The team is customer-focused with fair, transparent pricing put in place from the start. Their custom and semi-custom remodeling services can change the footprint of your bathroom, basement, and kitchen in the Denver metro area. Make a safe investment with the trusted team of problem solvers at Premier Home Remodels. Where other companies fall short, they will go the extra mile to bring the results you have dreamed of. And they take it a positive step further. Premier takes an analytical to emotional approach when working with their clients' budget and have financing options available. Call Premier today to work with the team that wants what is right for your home. Go to PremierHomeRemodels.com now. That's PremierHomeRemodels.com.
Your business probably overpaid on taxes in 2022. John Rush pays his wage in what he can save you in taxes. Accountants are not always efficient tax planners, and when your business doesn't have one, you need to utilize John's background of 40 years in the industry as your resource for business-first tax planning. John has been doing taxes for his businesses since his early 20s and helps ensure you're looking at everything correctly. You should be planning your taxes early and quarterly with guidance from someone who has years of firsthand experience on how to do it right. Avoid overpaying on your taxes this year and email John Rush now for a better tax strategy before the March 15th corporate tax return date at john@rushtoreason.com. That's john@rushtoreason.com. Or fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/john.
Live and local, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Derek Johnson is going to be joining us here at 4 o'clock, and he's going to talk about Biden's asset gains tax on the wealthy and whether or not it violates the 16th Amendment. Speaking of violation of things, yes, Trump, again, going back to his, you know, quote-unquote arrest tomorrow, which pretty much I think is a given. He's even talked about it. I think they've even got it set up to where he and Secret Service will take him in and handle things, and they'll do the intake, outtake, all of that. You know, he's not going to spend any time there, but, you know, it's a formality as much as anything. It's a dumb formality, by the way, and something that should not be happening. But as I said there before we started talking to Ian, this is one of those things that you're just dead set in doing. They've been against him on almost every front, from the tax return side of the aisle, which, by the way, generated nothing. You haven't heard a single word about any of those tax returns since they got them. Again, I've said this many, many times. Two reasons why. One, I don't think there's anything out of the ordinary there. And two, very, very, very few people can read a tax return and even decipher what it says. I know bankers, sorry, bankers, but I know bankers that can't read one. Some of you are thinking, what are you talking about, John? Yeah, I know bankers that can't read a tax return. In fact, most can't. Most regular, standard bankers that don't do, you know, things like what Donald Trump does on a regular basis, most bankers at small to medium-sized banks could not read and understand Donald Trump's tax returns. And I mean that with all sincerity and kindness, by the way. Not throwing any of them under the bus, just being honest. So now you've got this situation with, you know, quote unquote Stormy Daniels and this whole, you know, he did things he shouldn't have and shouldn't have done the expenses the way that he did and blah, blah, blah. I mean, folks, this is grasping at straws. I just don't know any other way to say it. It's been said, and I was going to verify this over the weekend, but it's been said, and I think it's true, that Congress has a quote-unquote taxpayer slush fund to handle the sorts of things Donald Trump had to deal with Stormy Daniels. Am I right in saying that, Charlie? I believe I'm correct in that. Millions of dollars in a slush fund that does the very things Donald Trump had to deal with Stormy Daniels. So tell me how that's any different. Somebody, even from the left, somebody explain to me how that's different. Because it isn't. And by the way, several things go on there. And in some cases, things have happened and they're paying someone off. Yes. In other cases, though, when you become a high-profile individual, people come out of the woodwork and they're after your wallet and everything else they can think of. Or they can come after, I should say. Now, in the case of Congress, we all know there's been situations where things have happened and, yeah, they did payoffs to shut people up. There's also other situations where nothing ever happened, but you pay them to just make them go away. And folks, if you didn't know this, this happens daily. Insurance companies pay people to go away on a daily basis. Kevin Flesch, who will be somebody I'll talk about in our last hour, Kevin, understands this full well. Insurance companies pay people to just go away. How do I know that? Because, folks, I'm in that world and I live some of this stuff on a regular basis. Slip and falls and things of that nature where you really can't determine exactly what happened. Insurance companies will write checks just to see people go away because it's not worth their time and effort to fight it. That's why they do these things. Is Donald Trump guilty of anything? I don't think so, no. Could it have been handled differently? I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not the guy writing the checks. He had his attorney handle it, reimburse his attorney for the handling of said payout to shut someone up. And somebody would say, well, why do you need to shut somebody up? Again, because this is what happens to those types of people, folks. It's just what happens in life when you get to that level. And no, this won't be the last time this ever happens. And it wasn't the first either. This is a prosecutor in New York just going after something because they've got nothing better to do. Literally. And I would venture to guess when it's all said and done, that's what this is going to come to. Now, are they going to really do their best to pin a felony charge on Donald Trump? Yes, they will. I'll talk more about that in our next hours. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger would love to help you with all of your insurance needs. Speaking of insurance, yes, that's what he does. And he'll help you with your home, auto, you name it. He can do it all. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
The best export we have is common sense. You're listening to Rush to Reason.
All right, as I said a moment ago, Derek Johnson will be joining us here at the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about asset gains tax on the wealthy and whether or not that's even legal. Seems to be that that maybe doesn't matter anymore because there's a lot of politicians and even district attorneys that don't look at whether something's actually legal or not according to the law. They just do whatever they feel like anywhere. But the founder of 1776 Nation, Derek Johnson, will join us in a moment. Hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.